Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. Our imams tell us, have told us repetitively, that it is important to know your imam before you die. By now, we have understood that knowing the imam is not exactly limited to knowing of his family position, or when he was born, or the name of his mother and father. Yes, we should know that. We have to know that, and it's a part of the duty, but it is only a very small part of knowing our imam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "He who dies while knowing his imam is like one who is in the imam's camp alongside of him." So we are all in our living imam's camp. May Allah hasten his reappearance. As long as we are truly and sincerely striving to know him and who he is. I mean, what is the point of being in an imam's camp unless you are serving that imam? Knowing that he has your back when you are fighting in the cause of truth. One who is struggling in the cause of the living imam needs to actively struggle while awaiting the living imam. And that means knowing him well. So one who considers himself in the camp of the imam and is awaiting the return of the imam needs to be in a constant struggle for the truth and against falsehood on every level. And you can only do that if you have established that connection with your imam in the first place. So treat your imam like a close, respected friend. Develop a relationship with him through the visitations and the du'as and reading a little about him regularly. And that will strengthen your bond. So you feel his presence more, and that you will know that he does not only know you, but he has helped you, will help you, and has helped you become a person that he will speak for when the world turns against you in the support of truth. And then even if you die before he reappears, you will have died as if in his camp. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.